It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
For the second time in 2 months, Nicki Minaj canceled her concert, this time in France, just hours before she was supposed to go on stage Saturday. Fans were already in the arena when they were told that there wouldn't be a show because of electricity issues. Then she jumped on Instagram to apologize, saying the building wouldn't let me or Juice WRLD perform. They let us soundcheck and then said the building doesn't have enough power to run the show. Then she put this video on her Instagram story.
It's not in my best interest not to perform and lose money and aggravate my fans. I love performing for my fans. These two cities that had technical issues were cities that I'd never been to before, but they just didn't have the power in the building to facilitate my show. And they didn't tell us that until 3 hours before the show, as opposed to once we did sound check, they said it was fine. But anyway, every artist has technical difficulties and have to cancel shows. I want to tell you guys that I love you dearly, and I really hope to make it up very soon.
She also had an embarrassing moment when the fans all started chanting Cardi B when she did this.
I can't play this. I can't play this. Now, if it's hard to hear, obviously, like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, they've got a French accent.
Baguette.
That is so cringy.
I know. So, Nicki is obviously not happy.
I feel bad for her, because, like, that's something she can't control. If they really don't have enough power in that venue, that's like her people sucking at their job.
Right.
Not testing that out before and knowing.
Pink slammed a fan on Instagram after they criticized her family photo. The singer posted a photo of her husband and two kids, writing, "At least twice a week on tour, we shut the door to the outside world and have family dinner." Well, this person on Instagram wrote, "Except it's posted on Instagram." So then Pink fired back, writing, "Yes, I like to promote healthy stuff. I also like to remind people to stop being total D-bags, too. Consider this your reminder. Blank off." The user said, "Well, damn, I was coming to see you Sunday night in Nashville. Still love the music." And then Pink said, "That doesn't change my answer. That just makes you confused."
Ooh, shots fired by Pink. I agree with her, though. It's like, oh, you're not going to come to my show now? Well, whatever. Get out of here, loser.
Leah Michele and Zandi Reich got married over the weekend in Napa, California. Glee creator Ryan Murphy officiated the ceremony, and several of Michelle's former Glee co-stars attended the wedding on Saturday, including close friends Becca Tobin, Darren Criss, and Jonathan Groff. Michelle began dating the AYR president in July of 2017 after years of being just friends. She announced their engagement in April of last year. And Whoopi Goldberg gave an update on her near-death battle with pneumonia via video on The View on Friday.
I had pneumonia, and I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs, which meant there was fluid, there was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I came very, very close to leaving the earth. Good news, I didn't.
That is insane. Wow.
Coming up in less than an hour, new evidence against R. Kelly.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Murder Monday is coming up in a matter of moments, and lots of people go to therapy. I go to therapy. Liv goes. Should go. I mean, but one family decided to go to a therapy so weird and controversial that it has resulted in the death of their 10-year-old daughter. Whoa. We're talking about the therapy that killed Candace Newmaker next on Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show.